In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with Volume 24, May 26, 1928, and we're on the second paragraph. Jesus has just told Louisa that these opening of the doors of the kingdom was given to Louisa to make Louisa possess this kingdom and now share the knowledges of the kingdom to all of humanity. So our Lord is looking at us, and he's asking us, are you ready to begin this divine adventure? So he says, and for as many truths as the divine will has made known to you, Louise, so many means have been the divine will has given to you, Louisa, to form the loving chains, to let itself be bound. This is the divine will to come to reign on earth as it is in heaven. So here Jesus is saying that in the book of heaven, there's many on each page. There's many truths. On each page, there's many promises. On each page, there are many manifestations that Jesus has given to Louisa to form these loving chains of God. He's bringing us back to God. He's bringing us back to live what life? The life that Adam lost. So what the saints have taught us for the last 2,000 years, and now what Jesus is teaching us, is a new and divine way of holiness, as Pope St. John Paul said. It's a new and divine way of holiness that our God wants us to begin to live. These are not days of doom and gloom. It's doom and gloom for the evil one. His time is over. If for us, it's peace, joy, and happiness. Why? As you enter into the book of heaven, the sacred scriptures come alive. As you enter into the book of heaven, the lives of the saints come alive. As you enter into the divine will, what God is doing with these truths, with these manifestations, with these promises, every page filled, Jesus is saying, it's giving you the means of God to form these chains of love, to let itself be bound, to come to reign on earth as it is in heaven. These are glorious times. These are amazing times. And I hear a lot of people, good souls, oh, they're worried, they're fearful, they're anxious, they're complaining, they're negative. Oh, this is terrible. This is horrible. We have to have the faith of the great saints. St. Isaac Jogues, he was 28 years old. He had his fingers chewed off. Fingers were chewed off. And what does he do? He comes back to America. He goes back to Orrisville, where they chewed off his fingers at 20 years old to teach them the faith, to give the faith back to the natives. And he was willing. You read the life of Jean de Brebeuf. He wrote a letter to his brothers before he died, of course. And he said, I haven't suffered enough. He says, I want, this is what he said. I want to suffer all the martyrdoms of all the saints to give this faith, this universal life, this Catholic life to the natives. And it took them 3 days to kill him. The sacrifice that he went through, the martyrdom he went through, is they tied him to basically a cross and set his body on fire. Then they peeled off his skin. And to take him down from the cross, they cut off his hands and cauterized the ends of his hands with flaming hatchets. And then you read the life of John. Amazing. And then he would look at them with love. and they put sticks of fire they put into his eyes. And he wouldn't cry out with pain. So they put burning coals into his mouth. Now this is going on for 3 days. And then finally, at the end, they scalp him. They put flaming hatchets on the front. So when he bent backwards, they burnt his chest, put flaming hatchets on his back. So when he went forwards to get the pain off his chest, the flaming hatchets would, the burning hatchets would burn his back without skin. Finally, after 3 days, they said, "This is brave. This is what it means to be brave." And they cut out his heart and they ate it. He said to his brothers, "I haven't suffered enough." Jesus is asking us to embrace this gift of the divine will, and we're not going through that. And the gift of the divine will is peace, joy, and happiness. He was happy to suffer so that he knew that his suffering was going to bring the faith to the natives. You have St. Kateri Tikawitha, you know, who was baptized there and is now a great saint. You know, a great saint. Our job is to embrace this gift that our God has given to us. And we don't have to pray for suffering. Those that suffered the most, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa was crucified every day. They are the ones that have prepared the world. Jesus and Mary did everything. And they shared the suffering with Louisa. And what we see is what God is asking us is to be courageous. I think that's the reason why Pope Benedict, when he became Pope, said, the very first day, you must be courageous. Don't cower. Don't be afraid. Which St. John Paul II said when he became Pope, do not be afraid. Those words, I think, are for our time. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing to be cowering about. We should have the courage of the saints. St. Joan of Arc, she said, "I was born for this time." And we get little negativity and we become upset. No. We have to understand this is the crowning of God's church. The kingdom is coming. After 2,000 years, finally, the kingdom of God is going to come on earth as it is in heaven. And our God is asking us, are you willing to embrace this? Are you willing to begin to live this abundant life? So Jesus says, in all the times that the divine will has called you, Louisa, but all, you got to remember, all the times the divine will has called us since we were young to live in its divine volition, to make known to you, Louisa, and now to us who are reading the Book of Heaven, its divine qualities, its divine powers, its divine joys, its divine immense riches are many pledges that the divine will from the beginning of time, and now we're beginning to experience this, that gives us, like Louisa, with which it assures us, like it did with Louisa, of the coming of the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. This is the crowning of God's holy church. He says, in fact, the triune God, there is this prerogative. If we, triune God, make known a good of ours, if make known a truth of ours, if we make known a knowledge that belongs to us, triune God, it is because we, triune God, want to give it to all of humanity as a gift, as gift. This is why Jesus calls the divine will the gift of gifts. There's nothing greater than this great gift of the divine will. Why? It's the life of God. Not that we become gods, but we are going to re-enter the image and likeness of God that Adam had before the fall. This is a new and abundant life that our God wants to give to us. This is a new and divine life that our God wants to give to us. So he says, if we have made this knowledge known to you, this Book of Heaven given to you, of the goods, the divine goods of God, the divine truths of God, the divine knowledges of God, he says, because it wants to give this gift personally to each and every one of us. He says, see then how many gifts my most holy divine will has given you. And again, the one of the things that Jesus says is nobody thanks God for what he has done. This is why when you pray your rounds of creation, your round of creation, it's to embrace all of creation as God's gift to you. The sun, the moon, the stars are yours. Look what St. Francis said, brother, sun, sister, moon. Look at the canticle of Daniel. When you read the canticle of Daniel, it becomes alive. These gifts of the universe are ours. So he says, I want you to begin to hear, see, smell, taste, and touch with your human senses the I love yous of God in creation. Every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water is an I love you to us. And he says, no one says thank you. See, that was Adam's job. That was his children's job. And when Adam fell, he lost the praying the rounds of creation. So Jesus and Mary come to earth. And now we pray the rounds of redemption. What Jesus and Mary did to redeem us. And why? So now we can enter into the rounds of sanctification. So one was of the creation was of the Father. Redemption was of the Son. And now of the Holy Spirit is sanctification. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's going to come upon earth is going to astonish the world. The first Pentecost is going to look like a drop in the bucket compared to the second Pentecost. The second Pentecost is the harvest. The first Pentecost is the first fruits, the strawberries, the asparagus, the first fruits that come out of the earth, the rhubarb. The final Pentecost is all that has been growing all summer or for the last 2,000 years. All that the saints have led us to is now this crowning of God's church, Jesus says, is going to happen. It's a new beginning for all of humanity. And he's asked us to be aware of this. So he says, see how many gifts my divine will has given you. We have to become thankful. And when you pray the rounds, it's to adore God and to love God and to thank God and to bless God, to worship God in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So there's this explosion of I love yous to the throne of God. How many knowledges, Jesus says, has the divine will made known to you, Louisa, and to those who are reading it? They are such and so many, Jesus says, that you yourself cannot count them. So we have to begin to live this abundant life. We have to live more of heaven now than of earth. And with this book of heaven, you are really entering into this abundant life. Our Lord loves us greatly. He has predestined us to live at this time. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us, begin to understand what this great gift is all about. Read the book of heaven. Possess the book of heaven. And really begin to understand this great gift that God has given to us at this time. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.